Continuing, the same processes that undermine the power of core states over peripheral states over the long durée, the long period of the capitalist world system, the long frame, also undermine the power of capital over labor, of dominant over subordinate status groups, of states over civil society. An ever-widening and deepening division of labor makes capital increasingly vulnerable to workplace acts of protest and passive resistance on the part of subordinate workers, regardless of the level of class consciousness and organization expressed by those acts. In order to reproduce or reestablish the command of capital over labor in the workplace, the functionaries of capital are induced to mobilize an ever-growing proportion of the labor force in wage activities. But by so doing, they revolutionize power relations between the genders and among age groups and ethnicities. Last but not, and I love the dynamism of their thinking here. I mean, I've said this before, it is like jazz. You know, this I feed off you and we hear each other and there is this living interplay. So they recognize that this is in play, ever in play, ever dynamic, always dependent on our staying asleep. A critical mass, I guess, of us being asleep. I'll just read that again. In order to reproduce or reestablish the command of capital over labor in the workplace, and remember, I have to interject again, remember that we are now in a moment when they can't, though they want to, they can't expand the proportion of us in the labor force and in this moment. And we're talking globally, always globally. We have to base our understanding, our assessment, our planning, our strategizing on the overall, the global scene. Continuing, in order to reproduce or reestablish the command of capital over labor in the workplace, the functionaries of capital are induced to mobilize an ever-growing proportion of the labor force in wage activities. But by so doing, they revolutionize power relations between the genders and among age groups and ethnicities. Last but not least, the growing complexity of the division of labor within and across political jurisdictions makes the exercise of state power over civil society increasingly problematic. These are the kinds of process that prepared the ground for and eventually gave rise to the movements of 1968. And my comment, let's keep in mind that they are writing almost 30 years ago, and that we must situate the outflows from 1968 that they're describing in that moment, the moment in which they write, i.e., they are now realities, realities that we take for granted. Both the leveling of status power relations and despite that, and they argue, and I agree, because of that, the generalization of immiseration to everyone.